ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया।
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 Okay, last week we finished the first chapter of the third canto, and we heard about the life of Maharaj Priyavrata.
上一周我们结束了第五篇第一章的讲述，有关于 Priyavrata 的事迹。
Today we're going to go on to the second chapter in the fifth canto, and it's about the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata's son. His name is Agnya.
今天我们开始讲述《圣经·博教坛》第五篇第二章，是 Maharaj Priyavrata 的儿子，他的名字叫 Agnya。
Yeah.So Maharaj Priyavrata, he renounced everything. He went off to the mountain. When he was a young man, he was with him in the mountain with Narada Muni. And so he came back, he became the ruler, and he enjoyed family life. But then he gave it all up, and he went back to the mountains for the end of life.
Priyavrata 放弃了一切，他就上山了。当他年轻的时候，他和纳尔达穆尼在一起，后来他就回家统治了世界，并且过起了家居生活。之后他又放弃了一切，再次回到山上结束自己的生命。
End of life, because he was in household life, he enjoyed a lot of pleasures, had a lot of material enjoyment, so he has toperform austerity at the end of life.
因为 Priyavrata 国王在家庭生活当中享受了许多物质的快乐，所以他必须要进行苦行，因此在生命的终点他进行了大量的苦行。
So he left the kingdom in the care of his sons, and the oldest son was Agnya.
他就把王国留给了他的长子阿格尼德。
His oldest son was a very responsible person, and he took very good care of the kingdom.
他的长子是一个责任心很强的人，他就照料了这个王国。
As the king, when he became the king,He ruled all the citizens. He took care of them just like they were his own children.
他担任国王期间，他对于所有臣民就像照料自己的孩子一样照料臣民。
Yeah, he ruled the kingdom according to the principles of Varnashram Dharma.
他按照 Varnashram Dharma 统治着王国。
And he ensured that everyone did their duties according to their position, according to their vanna.
他确保人人都各尽其职，按照他们各自在 varna 当中的地位履行职责。
In other words, the brahmanas do what the brahmana is supposed to do. They don't try to do another person's job.
换言之。Brahmana, 他们履行 Brahmana 应该做的事情，而不是去做别人的工作。
If you do what they're supposed to do, then the father or the ruler is there to punish them or treat them.
Maharaj, the voice is a little broken at the end of the sentence.
Okay, so the king, is like a father. Just like the father, sometimes he has to correct the son. He has to tell him to do it right. And sometimes he may even punish the son.
作为就像父亲有时候必须要纠正儿子的错误一样，有的时候也要因为儿子的错误这惩罚儿子。
So, Agnidra, he ruled the kingdom like that.
Agnidra 就是以这种方式来统治王国。
And he made sure that people followed the principles of religion.
他确保人人都要遵守宗教原则。
Cleanliness, mercy, austerity, truthfulness.
清洁、仁慈、苦行、真诚。
We see today the modern society, Kali Yuga, that very rare.That people follow these principles.
我们看到在当今的喀里年代，人们很少遵守这些宗教原则。
So it's the duty of the government to see that the people would follow the principles.
政府就有责任来确保人民要遵守这些原则。
And people be more sinful.Then we see that the situation on the planet becomes more difficult.
当人们变得罪恶，从事罪恶活动的时候，我们看到这个地球上的情况就非常糟糕。
There will be less and less food available for people.
人们能得到的食物会越来越少。
And people have to pay more and more taxes to the governments.
人民要向政府纳税越来越多的纳税。
And there'll be a shortage of rain.
雨水很匮乏。
Because there's not much rain, very difficult to grow food.
因为雨水不充分，所以粮作物就生长得很不好。
The Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that to get rain, you have to sacrifice, you have to do yajna.
在薄伽梵歌当中，主库里什那说，想要获得雨水，就必须要举行祭祀 yajna.
Yajna is the duty of the civilized people.
Yajna 是文明人类的职责。
Okay, so Agnidra was a very good ruler. He took care of the kingdom. But when he became the ruler, he also had some desire. He wanted a son.
Agnidra 就开始照料这个王国。在统治期间，他萌生了一个愿望，就是希望获得一位儿子。
And to get a good son, he worshipped Lord Brahma.
为了获得优秀的儿子，必须应该崇拜主 Rama。
He went to the mountains. He went to a very holy place. He went to a sacred mountain to do austerity there.
他去了一座圣山，从事苦行。
He did also, while he was in the mountains, he would worship Lord Brahma.
他就开始崇拜主 Brahma.
So the king was desiring a son. The reason why he wanted a son was because he thought, if I get a son, then the son can help me. Then in the next life, I will be able to go to...A heavenly planet called Pitri Loka.
他之所以想要儿子，是因为他想在来生得到儿子的帮助，能帮助他去天堂 Pitri Loka.
Pitriloka means the planet of the ancestors, the forefathers.
Pitriloka 就是祖先居住的星球。
So for the father to go there, the son, you know, after the father dies, the son has to make a special offering to Lord Vishnu.
为了帮助父亲去这个星球，当父亲死后，儿子要向主供奉那种特殊的贡品。
And they please Lord Vishnu, then their father, their forefathers are able to go to the higher planets.
当给主 Vishnu 供奉了这个贡品之后，祖先就可以登上高等星宿。
So this planet, this Pitriloka, this people who go there, they get there because they do a lot of pious activities.
人们之所以能够晋升到这个星球，是因为曾经从事了大量的虔诚活动。
And they can there as long as it is for them the prasad of Vishnu.
只要他们的儿子给主 Vishnu 进行供奉，就是祖先们就能待在这个星球上。
But when they've used up all the past benefits, then they come back to Earth again.
但他们的前程活动的功德耗尽之后，就会要再次回到这个地球。
So it's surprising to see this because Maharaj Priyavrata, he wasn't like that. He was a great devotee. He worshipped the Supreme Lord.
这一点是非常令人惊讶的，因为 Priyavrata 国王是主的伟大奉献者，他是崇拜至尊主的。
Priyavrata didn't want to go to heavenly planets. Devotees, pure devotees, don't want to go to heavenly planets. They want to go back to Godhead.
Priyavrata 并不想去天堂，因为纯粹的奉献者，他们只想回到神手身边。
But somehow Priyavrata's son, this eldest son, he wasn't so much eager just to go back to Godhead. He just wanted to go to the heavenly planets. He wanted to go to Pitriloka.
可是 Priyavrata 王的长子并不想回到神手那里，他只想去 Pitriloka.
So why is it like that? Why this, the father was a great devotee, why was the son not a great devotee?
那为什么父亲是伟大奉献者，儿子却不是伟大奉献者呢？
So one possible reason is that when Priyavrata was in the family life, he was very attached to the beauty of his wife.
一个可能的原因就是Priyavrata 在家庭生活当中特别依恋他妻子的美貌。
So they had the child, he was the eldest son. When they had the child, Priyavrata was not in the pure consciousness. So the result was they got a son who is attached to the heavenly planets.
因为阿格尼者是长子，所以当 Priyavrata 生育这个孩子的时候，并没有处在纯粹的知觉当中，所以这个孩子依恋的是天堂。
Still, the son was, you know, he wasn't a bad man. He was, you know, materialistic.
然而这个孩子并不是一个坏人，只是有一些物质的倾向。
So first thing he needs to do is he has to get a suitable wife because he wants to have the son. You can't have a son first. You need to have a good wife, and then you can have a good son.
所以他必须有一个合适的妻子，才能有一个儿子。那首先有一个好妻子。
He went there in the mountains, and he was worshiping there.
所以他就去了高山，在那里崇拜。
And so while he was in the mountains, he was there in the mountains, it was arranged that one of the damsels of the women from the heavenly planets came there.
因此当他在山中的时候呢，就有一种就安排天堂的一位女子就来到他身边。
So because he was, he'd been worshipping Lord Brahma, so Lord Brahma was pleased with him. So Lord Brahma sent one of the girls from his assembly. He sent one of the attractive women, one of the dancing girls who was in his assembly. He sent her there to get attracted to the king.
因为他崇拜了主 Brahma,Brahma 就被他所取悦，因此就派来他的聚会当中的一位非常有魅力的舞女来吸引这个王子。
Brahma is very powerful. He's almost as powerful as Lord Vishnu. He is the first person in the universe.
主 Brahma 他几乎跟 Vishnu 一样有力量，是这个宇宙当中的诞生的第一个人。
Lord Vishnu, he's a super soul in everyone's heart, so he can understand everyone's desire.
Vishnu 是人人心中的超灵，所以能够明白每个人的愿望。
Lord Brahma, he's also because of his position, so powerful. In the universe, so he also knows what's happening. He knows about everyone's desire.
由于 Brahma 的地位，而且由于他的力量，所以他也知道每个人的愿望。
Sometimes Vishnu tells Lord Brahma because Lord Vishnu is in Brahma's heart, so Lord Vishnu can tell Brahma.
因为 Vishnu 也在 Brahma 心中，所以 Vishnu 就可以告知主 Brahma.
And this king had been worshipping Lord Brahma, so Lord Brahma was pleased with him, so he sent this girl for him.
这位国王就崇拜了 Brahma, Brahma 就被取悦了，所以就派来了这位舞女。
Lord Brahma just arranged that while the king was there in the mountains, it was very, you know, very natural, beautiful in the mountains, very scenic, and the king was meditating and doing worship.
所以当这位国王在山中，这山中的景色是非常的宜人的，这大自然的环境当中，国王就在那里呢冥想崇拜。
There were a couple birds singing, and there was clear water in the lake, and lotus flowers growing. Very beautiful place.
四周呢有鸟儿的鸣叫，旁边还有清澈的湖水，湖中呢盛开着莲花，是景色非常宜人的。
So while the king was sitting meditating, then the young woman came by in front of him.
当国王坐在那冥想的时候，这位女孩呢就经过他的面前。
So the king doing his yoga, his eyes were only half open, because when you do yoga, you don't keep the eyes closed because you might go to sleep, and you don't open the eyes too wide because you get attracted to other things.
国王呢正在处。做瑜伽，他的眼睛呢半睁半闭，他的眼睛呢不能完全闭上，如果完全闭上就会睡着，如果他的眼睛睁开着就会被四周的景色所吸引。
He had some of her ornaments, the bracelets on her bangles on her wrist and different bracelets. He could hear the sound of her ornaments, so it caused him to open his eyes. And then he could see the girl nearby.
他听到这女子她身上的事物所发出的铃声，所以他就睁开了自己的眼睛。
So it's important, you know, yogis, they have to keep their mind fixed on the form of the Lord.
非常重要的一点是，瑜伽师们应该将心意专注于主的形象。
And then, if really in samadhi, really in trance, then they won't be attracted to these young women.
如果他真正的处在 samadhi 神听当中，就不会被年轻的女子所吸引了。
Of course, this king, he was happy because he was actually looking to get a girl. He wanted a wife.
这位国王呢，他当然是很高兴，因为他正在寻找一位妻子。
I knew that place because that was the place where women from the heavenly planets often came to walk there.
他知道这个地方是天堂的女子经常光顾的地方。
Yoga, you think, you know, to do yoga is good, to helps us to control the mind and senses.But the better yoga is bhakti yoga.
瑜伽非常有助于我们控制感官与心意，但是最好控制方法是 bhakti yoga, bhakti 瑜伽。
Because bhakti yoga, the senses can be fully controlled by using them in the service of Krishna.
因为在 bhakti 瑜伽当中，感官可以通过全然的服务主 Krishna 得到彻底的控制。
There was a great yogi in the past called Vishwamitra, and he was doing yoga in a similar situation, and he also got attracted. There was a young woman came from the higher planets, and he became attracted to her.
以前有一位伟大的瑜伽师 Vishwamitra。也处在相同的境况当中，后来呢就被来自高等星宿的一位年轻的女子所吸引了。
But in Thakur, when he did his chanting, he didn't get attracted to the women.
如果他是完全专注于自己的唱诵，就不会被这个女子所吸引。
No, Haridas Thakur, when he did chanting, he was not attracted.
Oh, 那当 Haridas Thakur 他念诵的时候呢，他就没有受到这个女人的吸引。
Because he was fixed in chanting the holy name, so he made a woman into the devotee. When Haridas Thakur was chanting, he chanted the whole night. And the woman was waiting for him. The woman was waiting for Haridas Thakur. But after she heard him chant the whole night, and she also began to chant, and she became a devotee.
Haridas Thakur 呢，他就整晚上一直在念诵圣名。这个女子呢，就在一边等着。等他听完哈尔达塔库念诵之后，自己也开始念诵圣名了。
Anyway, this young woman from the heavenly planets, so she was very attractive, and she captured the mind of the king who was sitting there trying to do yoga.
这位来自高等星宿的年轻女子。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, can you hear? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.这位来自高等星宿的年轻女子是非常有魅力的，她就吸引了坐在那里做瑜伽的。Yes, Maharaj, we can hear you. Maharaj, yes. 萨迪
还有没有？
嗯，好像连接不是特别好。
对对对，咕噜那边的信号不是特别好，有点断续。嗯，
对。
Good day, Haribo, 能听到我们吗？
好像他在说话，但是这边听不见。
写一下。
嗯。
Agnidra, how he was there in the mountain, and the young woman came, and he's very attracted.
我们刚才讲的是，国王阿格尼哲，他在山里头在那里冥想，这时候来了一位女子，是非常有魅力。
So the king understands that this woman has come there by the grace of Lord Brahma.
那国王就明白，是由于 Brahma 的仁慈。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ah.Hare Krishna.
Hi, yes. 这位国王就明白，由于 Brahma 的仁慈，就送来了女子。
Hare Krishna.
Yes, yes. Yes, Maharaj. Can you hear? Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna. We can hear you.
I'd like to hear that. Okay.
We can hear you. Yes,
okay,
you、
good.
just said, yeah.
So I'll keep talking.
Yes.
So the king understood that this girl had come there by their.Of Brahma, so he's very eager to keep the relationship, doesn't want to give up the company.
That 这个国王就明白这 Brahma 给他送来了这位女子，所以他就想和这女子建立关系。
I'm very attracted to you.And I want to be your follower.
啊，这国王就开始跟这女子说话。我深深受到你的吸引，我想成为你的追随者。
And you can take me wherever you like to take me.
你想把我带到哪里都可以。
And your friends can also come with me with us.
而你的朋友们也可以跟我们一起来。
So this is what happens when people are overwhelmed by the attraction for the opposite sex.
当人们被异性所深深吸引，已经被异性征服的时候，就会发生这种事情。
The men will speak many words, and we don't know if the words are joking or if they're serious.
这个男子呢会滔滔不绝的讲话，谁也不知道他是在开玩笑呢还是说的是真话。
He's just trying to impress the woman.
他只是想给这个女子留下深刻印象而已。
So the king, Midra, he was highly intelligent. He was like that of a demigod, very intelligent.
阿格尼特国王他拥有高度的智慧，就像半神一般的智慧。
And he knew how to speak words to women in order to win them, to impress them, to bring them to his side.
他知道怎么跟妇女谈话，给他们留下深刻印象，让这个女子呢站到他自己这一边。
He knew how to flatter women, and he pleased this young woman who had come there.
他知道怎么奉承女子，来讨女子的欢心。
Actually, the king was a devotee, and he was not so worried about the material enjoyment, but he wanted to have a wife.
事实上，这位国王他是一位奉献者，对于物质享乐并不感兴趣，他只是想要一位妻子而已。
Because he must have a wife and not a son.
他知道想要得到儿子，首先得有一对妻子。
And he knew also that Lord Brahma had sent this young woman for him for this purpose.
他心里也明白，正是主 Brahma 派来了这位年轻女子来满足他的心愿。
So he wants to please this woman, and he pleases her by speaking very nice words to her.
他就想取悦这位女子，想讲讲一些动听的话语来讨她的欢心。
Yeah, he creates a very good impression on the mind of the woman.
他就在这个女子的心意上留下了非常美好的印象。
The woman is thinking, oh, this man loves me so much. He's in love with me so much.
这个女子就这样想，哦，这个男子跟我说这么多话，他好爱我呀。
Actually, the king was very intelligent, and he was also a young man, and he was also very handsome, and very well behaved. He had a lot of opulence because he's a king.
实际上，这位国王非常有智慧，又年轻，英俊。
Hare Bal.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Is everything okay?Good.
Yes, can he hear you? Okay, good. 那这个国王既有智慧，又年轻英俊，还拥有大量的富裕，因为他是国王。
Okay, so she accepted the king as her husband, and they lived together for many thousands of years.
这位女子就接受了这位国王作为自己的丈夫，他们在一起共同生活了上千几千年。
He became so they lived in opulence. They enjoyed the royal, the opulence of the king. But it was like heaven. They had happiness like the heavenly planets.
他们就在富裕当中享受，因为这国王是一个国王，他们的享受就像天堂一般的享受。
So the king managed to get, he produced 9 sons.
国王生了很多儿子。
Nine.
国王生了9位儿子。
One each year.
一年生一个儿子。
But after when they grew up, the wife, the mother of the sons, home. She went back to Lord Brahma for him.
当这些儿子们都长大成人之后呢，因为这位妻子，这位母亲就离开了他们，回到了主 Brahma 那里。
So, and that's like this. The woman comes from the heavenly planets. She's sent by Lord Indra or Lord Brahma, and they come to the earth planet, and they get involved with some man and they give birth to many children. And then after a time, then they go back. They want to go back to heaven.
有的时候呢，就是 Indra 或者是 Brahma 就从派来了一些天堂的女子到地球上，他们和地球上的男子结合，生完这孩子之后，他们又回到了天堂。
So this of Agnidra, she also went back to Brahma. She wanted to continue her worship of Lord Brahma.
嗯 ，You mean the woman?
The woman, the wife.
啊，所以
young girl who he met in the mountain.
阿格尼哲的妻子就又回到了主 Brahma 那里。
So the sons, the nine sons, because they had all taken they drank the breast milk of their mother, and because she was from the heavenly planets, so all the sons, they had very strong, well-built bodies.
这九位儿子因为都是喝了他们的母亲的母乳长大的，而他们的母亲是来自天堂的，所以这九位儿子都身强力壮。
Agnidra, he was the king, he was the ruler of the whole of Jambudweep. So he divided it up among the nine sons, and he gave the nine sons each a part, each a kingdom, so that they could rule.
Agnidra 国王是 Jambudweep 的统治者，所以他就把王国分给了九位儿子，交给他们来统治不同的区域。
So it's important, as we see here in Srimad Bhagavatam, very important for the baby to drink the breast milk of the mother for at least 6 months.
从圣典薄伽瓦坛当中我们了解到，孩子喝母乳至少6个月，这点是非常重要的。
Then after 6 months, then they're given the grain, the first grain.
过了六个月，孩子婴儿就被喂食谷物。
So women have this duty to produce good quality children and to nourish their children.
妇女有责任来培养有合格的孩子，并且滋养孩子们。
The women have to be carefully looked after. They have to be, they're meant to be protected.By the man, not exploited, but protected.
女子应该被小心翼翼的保护，而不应该被遭到男子的剥削。
In society today, we have many women that were not protected, and the result is you get poor quality children.
在当代的社会，女子们没有得到很好的保护，她们生育的孩子质量都不高。
So after the king's wife, after this, the woman went back to the heavenly planets, then the king was very disturbed because he still had a lot of lusty desires to satisfy himself with her.
等这位女子回到天堂之后，这位国王他的心意就非常受到骚扰，他的色欲还没有得到彻底满足。
So he was always thinking of his wife. So after he died, next life he took his birth on the heavenly planet, that planet, the pitchy planet where his wife was.
因为他总是想着自己的妻子。所以等他去世之后，来生他就投生到天堂的 Pitri Loka 和他的妻子在一起。
Whatever you think the time of death, that's where you go.
临终的时候想着什么样的情景，下一世就到达那样的情景。
So if we think of Krishna, then we can go to be with Krishna.
如果我们想着 Krishna, 就可以和 Krishna 在一起。
So after the departure of the father, then the nine brothers, his nine sons, they all got married to qualified women.
当父亲离世之后，这九位儿子都结了婚，娶了合格的妻子。
The oldest son was called Nabi.
长子名字叫 Nabi.
Right, the oldest said that, well done, right? Agnidra's son, he had nine sons, and the oldest son was called Nabi. So Nabi, after father died, Nabi would become the king.
Agnidra 呢，他生了九个儿子，老大叫 Nabi, 他后来就日后成了国王。
And he also wanted to have sons, and he wanted to offer prayers and worship Lord Vishnu.
他也希望得到儿子，向 Vishnu 供奉祷文和崇拜。
So Nabi's wife, his wife was called Meru Devi.
Nabi 的妻子叫 Meru Devi.
She also, along with her husband, she also worshipped Lord Vishnu. So the husband and wife, they both worshipped Lord Vishnu.
她和自己的丈夫一起崇拜，夫妻两个共同崇拜主 Vishnu.
So, in performing the yagya to get the mercy,of the Lord, there are different things which you have to do.
履行yagya 去获得主的仁慈，需要做一些事情。
Different things like offering valuable things or offering food, good, nice quality food cooked in ghee.
比如说供奉贵重的物品，供奉用酥油烹制的精美食物。
Another way you can get the mercy of the Lord is by following the regulative principles.
获得主仁慈的另外一种方式就是遵守宗教原则。
Or you may give some gift to the priest.If you please the priest, then the priest can help you to get the blessings of the Lord.
或者是可以给祭师们礼物，如果祭师们满意了，就可以帮助人获得主的祝福。
And you can also offer hymns, offer prayers, hymns, beautiful songs, glorifying the Lord.
也可以供奉赞美诗来荣耀主。
So Maharaj Nabi, along with his wife, they're both devotees, so they worshipped the Lord and they offered prayers to the Lord with great devotion.
Maharaj Nabi 和妻子他们都向主供奉祷文，一起来崇拜主。
And they also arranged for the yagya to be performed.
并且安排举行了 yagya.
So in this way, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, the Lord is very pleased with them, and he wants to please them, he wants to reciprocate with them for their devotion.
这样至尊主对他们非常满意，就想回报他们。
So in this way, the Lord appeared before his devotees in his four-armed form, and a beautiful body, very pleasing to his devotees.
主就在以四臂的形象显现在他们面前，这个形象是非常美丽的，令奉献者感到快乐。
Because both Maharaj Nabi and his wife, they had love for Krishna. They have love for the Lord. So the Lord appeared to them.
Nabi 和自己的妻子对主都满怀爱意，所以主就显现在他们面前。
We have to have pure devotion to see the Lord.
要想见到主，必须有纯粹的爱。
So Lord Vishnu, he came in his forearm form, dressed with yellow garments, and his all the symbols of Vishnu, like a special mark on his chest called the Sri Vatsa.And around his neck, he has a Kastuba gem, all the symbols of the Supreme Lord.
Vishnu, 呢他长着四臂，身着黄衫，他的胸膛上有 Shrivas 标志，他的颈部带着 Kastuba 宝石。
So all the King Nabi and all the priests and all the people there who were doing the yajna.Then they all worship the Lord because he's appeared before everyone. And they worship the Lord and they make offerings to him, worship him.
在场的国王和祭师们都向主供奉祷文，崇拜主。因为主显现在他们面前，所以他们便供奉和崇拜了主。
So the Lord is he's very attractive. The LordVishnu, Lord Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he attracts the mind of all the devotees. They're all, you know, they're all overwhelmed to see him, to see his beauty.
主 Vishnu 和主 Krishna 都是最具吸引力的，他们都能吸引奉献者的心意，令奉献者感到全然的被征服。
And we realize there's nothing, there's no person greater than him. He's the greatest personality.
我们觉悟到没有比他更伟大的人物了，他们是最伟大的人物。
So the priests began to offer prayers to the Lord.
祭师们就开始向主供奉祷文。
So we will stop here and ask if there's any questions. We can begin from the prayers next time.
Oh, 那我们今天晚上就讲到这里。我们来看一下什么问题吗？有。
有问题啊。
有问题。
Hare Krishna, 您看到吗？
看到了，那还是您读吧。
好的，第一个问题，让真的发布。感恩马哈拉扎一如既往好听的讲课，感谢 Guru Mani 一如既往甜美的翻译。然后，伟达年代需要生儿子帮助祖先提升，为什么不是女儿呢？看似那个年代男女不平等，而卡利年代好像男女是平等的。如果没有儿子，祖先提升就存在障碍吗？那么真守生没有儿子怎么提升祖先呢？
OK, so let's see, answer.Yeah, the son's position is more important than the daughter because the son can deliver the father from going to hell.
儿子的地位确实是比女儿的地位要重要，因为儿子可以拯救父亲不至于下地狱。
The son is called Putra. The word Putra means one leaves a father to the hellish planet called Put.
儿子被称为 Putra. Putra 的意思就是可以让父亲不从 Put 这个地狱当中得到救赎。
Yeah. So the son has the responsibility to protect the mother also in the absence of the father. The son will take care of the mother.
所以儿子的还有另外一个职责是当父亲不在的时候他要负责照料母亲。
Their daughters usually they get married. And once with the marriage, they go to the husband and they live with their husband. They leave the father.
女儿嘛会结婚，结了婚之后就会跟丈夫在一起。她就就不跟父亲在一起了。
Right. Yeah. So.The girl stays in the home of her husband. The husband will be with his father and take care of his parents. And the wife will, his wife will come there and help her husband to look after her husband's parents.
女子结婚之后就会去夫家，丈夫家，与她的公婆生活在一起。妻子会帮助丈夫照料自己的公婆。
But the sons, they have the duty to look after the mother and father.
但是儿子有职责照料自己的父母双亲。
Of course, traditionally, in the past, women didn't work. Women were at home. They were taking care of the children and taking care of the family.
传统上女子不外出工作，而是留在家中照料家庭，照料孩子。
It's only in the recent times with the women with the women's liberation that women are going to work.
只是由于近年来有这个妇女解放运动，女子才出去工作了。
Actually good. This doesn't help to keep the chastity of women.
Sorry, Marge. Can you repeat? It's broken.
Yeah. We're going to work often results in women losing their chastity because they go to work and they work with men and they associate with many men.
Okay. 去工作呢就会令妇女很容易失去贞洁，因为女子去工作就会和男子联谊，和很多男子联谊。
So it's only in the last 50 years or so that women have been going to work. In the past, women didn't go to work.
只是在过去近四十年来女子才出去工作，而在以往的年代女子是不出门工作的。
Of course, in the villages the women would help their husband. The women would also go to the fields and help plant the rice, and they would help also harvest the grains.
当然在农村呢，丈夫女子会和丈夫一起下田里去播种稻子，也会一起收割。
But the idea of women going to work in an office, sitting with men all day away from their husbands, that is only in the last 50 years.
最理想当然了，就是女子她现代的女子会去办公室，坐在办公室里和男子们相处，远离自己的丈夫，这些都是近50年来才发生的事情。
So then you ask, what about the brahmacharis? Who's going to, what was it? What did they ask? 真守生的吗？
真守生没有儿子，是怎么提升祖先的？真守生没有儿子。
If somebody is a good brahmachari, if they're a good brahmachari, then simply by their celibacy, by their strict practice of celibacy, then the parents will get the benefit of that. It will be very helpful for the forefathers. They'll get great benefit.
如果真守生是优秀的真守生，仅仅由于他们严格的真守，他们的父母就会得到好处，就会帮助到他们的祖先。
Yeah. Maybe the brahmachari doesn't need a son. He doesn't need anybody to liberate him. He liberates himself and can liberate also his ancestors.
真守生是不需要别人来拯救自己的，他不仅能拯救自己，还能拯救自己的祖先。
But he has to be a very strict brahmachari.
但是我们必须要是非常严格的真守生。
Like Supambad Brahmachari in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. You can read about Lord Chaitanya's devotee, Suklambar Brahmachari.
就像 Suklambara 真守生在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 当中提到了 Suklambara Brahmachari.
He didn't keep any, he didn't have any money. He just simply lived by begging, begs for rice.
他根本他没有钱，他只是靠乞讨大米而为生。
Sometimes he collects the rice in the field, sometimes he collects the rice in the marketplace from the ground, sometimes people would give some pieces of rice.
有时候他从田里搜集一些的谷物，有时候他从市场上搜集谷物，有时候呢是别人送给他一些谷物。
从市场人在地下，在地下的米，在卖。
地下，就是他从地下捡米。
Like that, that's real brahmachari. They live very strictly, very austerely.
就像这样的。
The wealth they had, they give it to the spiritual master.
他们是真正的真守生，非常严格。无论他们有多少钱财，都全部都给自己的灵性导师了。
还有问题吗？
还
是的 ，Good day， 还有问题，还有四个问题。
OK。
冉真帕布继续问，Priyavata 王是伟大的奉献者，他的长子却不是奉献者，不是经过了Garbhodana Samskara。就是运蛋仪式了吗？人今生是不是奉献者的出生和出生没有绝对的关系是吗？就是因为他的儿子不是奉献者，但是已经经过那个运蛋仪式了，为什么还不是奉献者呢？就是人的出生是不是奉献者和他的这个出生有关系吗？
Well, it's Prabhupada writes in the purport, he said that he was a devotee.
Shrimpa-pada在药子当中写到他是奉献者。
He was a devotee, but he was very but still he was attracted to this Prabhupada's devotee, and he wasn't so much worried about the experiment, but he just wanted some reason, he wanted to go to the higher planets.
Sorry, Mother, it's a little broken.
Prabhupada said here before that he was not very attached to sense gratification, but he had the desire to go to heavenly planets.
Oh, okay. Prabhupada 在要旨当中写到，他并没有受到十分受到感官享乐的吸引，只是他想就想去天高等星宿而已。
And we're also told that the possible reason was that when the father conceived the child, the Devrata was very attracted to wedding because he just to the life very much engaged on the track to absorbed in the material life, although he was a devotee, but for a short time became overwhelmed and became absorbed in
gratification. 还有另外一个可能的原因就是Priyavata 在孕育儿子的时候呢，他在短时间有一段很短的时间之内他是受到物质享受的吸引了。
But it didn't last for long. Just for some time. But that, maybe at that time, that was when he conceived the son. They conceived the child who became the oldest son.
这段时间持续的不长。但是正是在这段时间之内呢，他就生下了自己的第一个儿子。
But Prabhupada makes a point that the son was a Kshatriya. He wasn't just a Sudra. He wasn't just some low-born class person. He was a Kshatriya. He had all the qualities of a Kshatriya.
但是帕帕德强调说。阿格尼者他是一个 Kshatriya， 他并不是一个书者，一个出生低下的书者。
So he's a good quality son.
所以是一个高品质的优秀品质的儿子。
He was such a good Kshatriya that he could become the ruler of the Jambudvip.He ruled the Jambudvip for thousands of years.
他是这么优秀的 Kshatriya， 他能够统治 Jambudvip 长达几千年。
And everyone appreciated his leadership. He was a perfect monarch. He was a perfect king.
人人都欣赏他的领导，他是一位完美的君王，完美的国王。So the later part of the question is that there is no absolute relationship whether one's a devotee concerned with the birth.
Well, the birth can help a lot to become a devotee.
出生对于成为奉献者有很大的帮助。
But it's not the only thing.
但是不是唯一的要素。
Right. Because we have many devotees in our Krishna consciousness movement. We're not coming from devotee families.
看到在 Krishna 这些运动当中，有很多人并不是出生于奉献者之家。
But still we have devotion.
但是我们还是有奉爱的。
So it's not only the birth, but a good birth can make it much easier for someone to become a devotee.
所以呢，并不唯一取决于出生。但是一个良好的出生对于成为奉献者是更容易了。
If the mother and father are both good devotees, then naturally you would expect the son also to be a devotee.
如果父母都是优秀的奉献者，那么可以预料儿子也是优秀的奉献者。
The children will follow the parents.
孩子会追随父母的步伐。
So Anidra, he followed the father to some extent, at least material, in the way of material life, ruling the kingdom. He was a good king. He followed his father in that respect.
Agnidra 国王，他至少在某种程度上，他追随了他的父亲，在从物质的方式上。他统治了一国王国，他成为了一个国王。
OK， 下一个问题。
下一个问题 ，Hari Vansa Prabhu， 请问 Guru， 母乳喂养是天堂、地球还有灵性世界都通用的吗？
母乳什么？
就是喝妈妈的这个奶水，养育孩子，
再说那个问题，母乳什么？
就是用母乳养孩子的知识是天堂、地球和灵性世界都一样用吗？都用这种方式吗
？Yes. Yeah.We're hearing.
是的，是的。
Of course, this king Agnidra, the mother, she had come from the heavenly planets, and she fed her breast milk to her children. Yeah. On the heavenly planets, we can also understand.
母亲是来自天堂的。
And she comes down here to the earth and she gives birth to children.
她来到地球上，然后就生下了孩子。
But I don't know about them having birth. I've never heard about them having children. The demigods, I guess they do. I'm not very sure how it works on the higher planets, because on the higher planets, maybe different. There are some planets.You know, people don't have birth the way we, like the demigods. I think the demigods, they give birth immediately after pregnancy. They don't have to wait, not have to carry the child for 9 months. They can immediately give birth.
就是天堂的出生跟那个半神人的出生啊，不像我们地球。就是不需要怀胎十月，而是立刻就能生下孩子。
Being breast milk. I don't know. I'm not sure how it works in the heavenly planet.
至于母乳喂养，我不能确定天堂是怎么回事，你是不是用母乳喂养？
好的，我们下一个问题。顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译主持人。主维什努作为众生心中的超灵，知道超灵的愿望，但是为什么有时候我们心中的愿望没有得到实现呢？是因为我们不够纯粹吗？还是因为自己的业报所致？感恩咕噜。
Why don't we get our wishes?
Yes, since the Lord Vishnu is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, knows our desire, why sometimes our desire are not fulfilled? Is it because we are not pure enough, or is it due to our karma?
Yes, well, we have to understand that our desires may not always be very good for us.
是的，我们要知道，有的时候我们的愿望对我们并不好。
Just like one may desire something, one may desire to have power or opulence, but it may cause us being very degrading, very fallen.
有的时候我们想要力量，想要富裕，但是这会让我们堕落，让我们降格。
So Lord Vishnu, they satisfy the desire. They first of all consider, is this actually going to be good for us?
所以，当主维什努满足我们愿望的时候，他首先要考虑。这个在实际上对我们到底有没有好处
？Because the Lord, the super soul, is trying to guide us to go back to Godhead.
因为超灵在努力的指引我们回到神首那里。
He's trying to help us to get out of this material world.
他在努力的帮助我们脱离这个物质世界。
But we ask the Lord to give us some material desire to satisfy our sense grat, a desire for sense gratification. The Lord thinks this is not a very good desire.
可是我们却要求主来满足我们的物质享乐的愿望，所以主就认为这并不是一个很好的愿望。
Just like.Child may come to the mother and ask the mother, "I want poison."
正像孩子来到母亲面前，跟母亲说，我要毒药。
No, no. 孩子说。
啊，孩子。孩子对母亲说，我想要毒药。
And the mother says, "Why do you want poison?"
母亲就会问他：“你为什么想要毒药啊？”
And the child said, "I want to kill myself."
你会杀了你自己，丧命的，你会。
嗨，就我想自杀。So then the mother said, "No, I'm not going to kill you."
那母亲就会拒绝，不，我不给你毒药吃。
My mother will say, "Sorry, I don't have any money to give you poison."
母亲就会告诉孩子，很抱歉，今天妈妈没钱，不能给你买毒药。
Just like one time, one disciple, Papa, and one disciple did something very stupid, and Prabhupada chastised him.
有一次啪啪的有个门徒就做了一件非常愚蠢的事情遭到了啪啪德的斥责。
So afterwards, the disciple came to Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada for $2. And Prabhupada said, why do you want money? What do you need money for?
之后门徒就来到帕帕德面前，伸手向帕帕德要美元。帕帕德就问他，你要钱干什么？
He said, Papa, I kerosene some petrol. I'm going to set fire to myself. I'm going to burn myself.
门徒告诉帕帕德，我要买一些汽油，浇在自己身上，把自己烧死。
He looked in the box and said, oh, I'm spending money today.
帕帕德就打开了这个盒子的盖子，说，哦，今天这里的没钱。
So like that, sometimes we come to Lord, we pray to the Lord as the super soul, we're asking him.Money, me, power, give sense gratification.
我们有时候就相同的来到主面前，给我钱，给我力量，给我感官享乐吧。
So, Lord, think they're very good for this.
主就会考虑，这对这个人没有什么好处。
We ask again and again. If we ask very strong, very insistent, then after some time, then he may give us.
可是我们却反反复复的要求，给我，给我，给我。过了一段时间呢，主可能就会给我们。
Like a child, young guy sees people smoking and thinks, I also want to smoke.
像一个小孩子看见别人抽烟，他自己也想抽烟。
So, but the father saying, no, no, father and mother tell him, no, this is not a good thing. Don't do this, don't smoke.
他的父母亲就会告诉他，哎呀，不要抽烟，不要抽烟，这对你没有好处。
But boy is insisting, and after some time the boy grows up, and when his mind is busting the rest, he tries to smoke, he wants to smoke.
这个孩子他长大了之后，He smoke, 他就抽烟，抽起烟来。
Father stop from smoke.
那个父亲就试图阻止儿子抽烟。
The same way people want gratification. So they want very strong desire. Then after some time, they may get some sense gratification.
就以同样的方式，有的人就有强烈的感官享乐的愿望，过一段时间之后，他们就会得到感官享乐。
They will get.According to their karma, according to what they deserve.
主会按照他们的 karma, 按照他们配应得的给予他们。
By desire of the Lord and according to the karma.
按照主的愿。按照主的愿望by the desire of the Lord and also by according to karma 也是由于主的愿望也是由于他们的 karma、
mm-hmm. So these two things have to be considered.
所以要考虑这两件事儿。
The Lord is trying to help.
主他努力。主是努力的想要帮助我们。
No, he doesn't hear me. He's not helping me.
可是我们却想，哦，主也不听我的，也不帮我。
But he knows what is good for us.
主他知道什么对我们最好。
Surrender to him.
我们应当臣服于主。
Accept his plan.
我们应该去接受主的计划。
Not our own, not listen to our own mind, desires.
我们不要聆听自己的心意，聆听自己的愿望。
Okay.
OK 下一个问题Kalavati Gopika Madaji 顶拜咕噜 Day 的莲花竹感谢翻译为什么半神人下来生完孩子就离开了
为什么为什么Children, they're more attached to worship. Pain for them, they will love the land. They will stay in this earthly planet.
他们更依附于崇拜主 Brahma。The second part is broken, Maharaj.
Okay. She came from the heavenly planet. The heavenly planet, there's more contentment, more sense gratification, more pleasure there. So she went back to heaven.
天堂有更多的富裕，有更多的感官享乐。
She was attracted to go back to the heavenly planets. Me a tingala?
没有听到那个词儿。那个 she was practicing.
天堂吸引。
他更受天堂吸引，他更受到天堂星宿的吸引。
She had all the friends there in the heavenly planets. She liked to go back there.
因为他的朋友都在天堂，所以他就，他愿意回天堂。
She didn't care to just stay with her children, look after the children that were waiting for her.
所以比起在地球上养孩子，她更愿意回天堂。
The kids don't so shy only hour, still going to shut up. Amy Tat.
因为他会跳舞。
She has learned Brahma.
所以他就回到 Brahma 那儿。
She ends for the well.
妈的 ，is broken. The sentence is broken a little bit.
She went to Brahma.
Some of the words is missing.
That can tell where she must be from. And we can see that the Gong Zhou is a Jin Township. So, that the Udao ship must be from. Oh, that the Gong
Zhou, that the Gong Zhou is在天堂跳舞。他的工作是在天堂帮助 Brahma，
不是帮助 ，satisfy。哎呀
，some of the words cannot distinguish。他在天堂，他在 Brahma 那儿。What does he she do in the Brahma?
The dancer.
Yes. I translate that.
The party now.
Yes. 所以他因为他是一个舞女。他的工作就是跳舞。
Try to do that, enjoy that work.
所以他就想做自己的工作。所以他就回所以他生完孩子就离开了。
She got very nice living with the husband, everything and she.
She didn't want to live with the husband and with her children, right?
Yeah, she got she became tired of it.
Okay. 她厌倦了跟自己的丈夫孩子们在一起，呆烦了。
Okay, good day.今天好像就是现在信号不是很好了，我们今天就到这里吧，后面还有一两个问题我们留到下次再回答好吗？
啊，可以。
这个信号实在是断断续续的，听不太清楚了。
那不明天都是这样，我是帮到这个地方，这个地方不行。幸好 ，OK， 晚安。
好的 ，Good day， 感恩您的仁慈的讲课，谢谢 Guru Manimadaji 的翻译，好，也感恩大家的聆听，我们今天就到这里 ，Hare Krishna，Good day， 晚安，顶拜您，
晚安，
晚安，
顶拜您，
顶拜 Guru Manimadaji， 感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。